Tag Sequoia Batch 250.
Yeah. All right.
That's Reed, if Reed's out there. I don't know if Reed's out there or not.
Reed is maybe or maybe not out there.
He may or may not be out there.
Mr. Superman, he knows he's here.
Hello, Reed.
Are you there?
Houston, Reed.
Send us a sign. Whatever. We'll just have to do it ourselves then.
We'll just have to do...
And welcome to Flowing with Famous.
You didn't mention it.
Your all thing Fresno podcast. Fresno pop culture podcast.
Fresno pop culture.
With me, Famous Whitewater, and always Mike C. of the Dork Work Network of Podcasts.
Dorktown.
Dorktown Network of Podcasts. I keep trying to say Dork Work.
Well, it was that for a little bit.
And
so
it never, it never caught on except for
you.
Me.
You caught on with you. Damn it. Just stuck with it.
We are back, and we're going to be talking about all things Fresno.
Cool Fresno stuff.
Cool Fresno stuff. All the stuff that you wish you could do if you lived in Fresno.
Oh, yeah. You know, like being at court proceedings for a former councilman.
Former councilman.
Throwing up students against the wall.
Yeah, throwing students against the wall.
Who are you?
So, for those who don't know, we're talking about Brian Calhoun, who was a former council member.
Didn't he have put in his name for mayor at some point, too?
Probably.
Seems like it. I don't know.
Best known for standing on Shaw and Palm handing out coffee.
Oh, yeah. With Calhoun.
And just wasn't that what his something thing? Like that. And he would just smile and wave, and you could go and hang out with him.
Oh, that's a nice guy. But was he also the one that was in the military as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's the same.
He
wasn't like a, you know, on the front lines.
Right, he was tech specialist.
Seemed like it was medical, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I apologize for that.
Yeah,
Brian.
Well, we should go look that up.
Go look that up. Reed?
Reed, you can you? So, see, that's what a good producer would do.
Right.
And they would be able to tell us in our headphones what it is that he does. Mm-hmm. But he was the one who got the median law. He was lobbying for that median law so people couldn't panhandle or whatever.
Technically, they cannot panhandle on the median.
And everyone thought it was really funny because that's what he did.
He's all, hey, I got coffee.
Anyway,
want to talk politics?
So this story starts several months ago at Fresno City College, where he is a professor. And it was one of those situations where the class before his was running long, I guess. And he comes in to start his class. There's still students there. So he tells the professor that's in the class at the time, hey, you know, you need to get your kids out of here because I need to get my class going. And I guess he yelled it. He's yelling at the professor. A student says, hey, you shouldn't be yelling at the professor. Then they have an altercation. And he starts asking her to tell her his name. He's like, what's your name?
Yeah.
She won't tell him. And then from there, it's not exactly clear what happened. She says that he pushed her up against the wall or like picked her up like Vader style.
Uh-huh.
And put her up against the wall and then body slammed her.
And he said, I am the one who knocks. And right. Body slammed her.
At one point, she apparently slugged him a bunch of times and broke his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like bleeding and stuff.
To like get him off of her.
Right, right. Well, that's what she says. Mm-hmm. So it's in the court system now.
Yeah.
And so he's misdemeanor battery, which could get him a few months in jail and some fines or something. And the stuff I read today, it's so funny because he's now saying he feared for his life. Because there were apparently some other students there, and some of them were like, you know, big guys,
right,
who were like mocking him and taking threatening poses or something. But I'm thinking, in my mind, if I'm fearing for my life, I'm leaving that place.
Yeah.
You know? There's not going to be any.
I'm out of here.
Right. I will call the police or the campus security, whatever.
I'll go to, yeah.
So I don't know exactly, you know, you can never tell from these things what's happening, mm-hmm. whether or not.
It seems like everyone that, all the witnesses are pretty much backing up the girl's story.
That is true,
from what
yes.
I've been following.
Right.
And I would imagine, I mean, just at first glance, without even looking too deep in the story, that seems like you have an older, big white guy and some young student, female student.
Right.
I mean,
well, he says
who that, has the advantage there?
Right. Well, he says he wouldn't be able to have he wouldn't have been able to pick her up to body slam her because he's only like, you know, 5'9".
Is she a big girl
pounds.
Or something?
No, not at all. So I really don't know. Looking at it, I mean, just from my preliminary glancing of the stories and following, you know, the court proceedings in the Fresno Bee, you know, I think what should have happened was no harm, no foul, and everyone should have walked away. Mm-hmm. You know, she, the girl obviously wasn't harmed, uh-huh. you know, maybe he pushed her to the ground or whatever. He got busted in the face and broke his glasses or whatever. But, you know, I don't think it should be in the, I don't right. necessarily think it should be in the court. I don't. In my mind, from what I'm reading, it doesn't feel like he there was a, you know, that there was a battery. If it sounds a lot like to me, like Brian Calhoun came in, he was being an asshole. This girl decides she's going to be an asshole, and then right. they had a little asshole
asshole off,
you know, and like
it was an asshole off.
And then they were done.
Asshole off.
And then never
in this corner.
And you know how that works. You get an asshole, and yeah. and they don't want to back down.
Yeah.
And so that happens. And, you know.
It should have been just, well, it should have been, well, like, I mean, Fresno City, I think they immediately pretty much fired. I don't know if immediately, but he's no longer a professor there.
They told him, yeah, they asked him to leave that day or that, mm-hmm. like, right after it happened, and then fired him shortly thereafter, yeah.
And that's probably where it should have just ended right there. Like, oh, he got fired.
Right.
And then they didn't need to have a battery proceedings or anything.
So
like there yeah, it is. You mess with the student, you get fired. Goodbye.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing. And even if the student, you know, even if the student is messing with you,
you don't get violent.
You just walk away.
Yeah.
You know? And if you need to know her name,
yeah, why would you need to know her name? I don't understand, you know, why he was
well,
hung up
I mean,
on that.
Maybe he wanted to know who he was so he could report her to the dean, oh, okay. is what he's thinking.
Like, you got a problem student here.
Just ask her professor.
Right.
You know, just come back the next day and go, hey, you know, I had an altercation with a student
the
other day.
Or just go back to the administrative office and say, hey,
you know,
this is what happened.
Right.
You got an asshole student there. I want her out right. of there.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I can only make my own judgments, and my own judgments seem like he will probably have some kind of – he will be found guilty and probably have some kind of fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fresno City's not doing too well, though, on their, like, safety –
yeah,
record.
Right,
right.
Because
they just had a shooting on campus,
but they just shot in the air shooting.
Yeah, but what people are upset about is that there's an emergency system, I guess, that's in place where mm-hmm. like faculty and students or something get text message or some sort of information that tells them like, hey, something bad happened here. You need to beware
right.
or whatever.
Everyone. Get out of here.
And it didn't work. No. Like, it was an hour or...
It was like the first time they needed to use it.
Right.
And it didn't work.
And it worked, but maybe it was, you know, after the fact or something. I'm not exactly sure what happened.
After all the cops had left and right. everyone's all done, right. all of a sudden it gets like, hey, watch out, everyone!
It wasn't like, watch
People
out.
People are shooting!
Just so you know, 3 hours ago, you may... And I mean, I don't think there was any real
just
danger.
Just in case
but.
You're a time traveler, don't go back 3 hours ago, because you might get involved in the shooting.
Yeah. So, Fresno City, there it is.
My old school.
Yeah, FCC. I never went there, but Fresno City, I like because it seems way more like a college. Like, walking around campus, it seems way more like a college than Fresno State, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. All I could say is, like, if you are smart, if you go to Fresno City right after high school, just get your general ed stuff. Out of the way. Way hella cheaper than Fresno State, and it's the same general ed stuff. Right. So it's like
Jefferson Beavers will be teaching you no matter what. Yeah.
Why pay a shit ton more at Fresno State for the same stuff? Just get your general ed stuff done at Fresno City and then move on to Fresno State.
I went to Fresno State for many years.
Yeah. Too many years. Probably more than your parents wanted to know. No.
Right.
Who paid for that? Did you get a loan or somebody paid for
it? No, I shall not reveal my my monetary sources. Let's just say I have no student loans. But so I could do whatever I wanted. I was there longer than I probably needed to be.
Well, most people.
Right.
Are.
And I did a lot of just like, oh, I'll take this class. Why not?
Yeah.
I took a lot of racquetball.
Right? I took racquetball at Fresno City.
I took like,
but that was like $5 for the course.
4 semesters of racquetball. I took walking for fitness. The point is,
took golf at Fresno City. It was awesome.
That was a great course. Anyway, the point is, I probably could have done all of that at Fresno City and been as happy. But anyway,
there you go.
So
go
that's
Rams.
Go Rams. So what else is happening or has happened in Fresno? That's the big news in terms of like the courts.
Right. Here are it's a yearly thing. Mm-hmm. I think we're the only one on the West Coast that does this. I don't know. And I'm going to pose a question about it to you in a second. Civil War reenactment.
I believe we are the only. We are definitely the largest Civil War reenactment and living history
west of the Mississippi.
West of the
Mississippi. As far as I know, Fresno had no involvement in the Civil War. If you were in California during the Civil War, you didn't have to do anything. I'm out here getting panning for gold. Those guys are over there
fighting,
killing each other. Uh-huh. I'm getting some gold and farming. And just hanging out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those guys can work out the rest of the country.
So your question is what?
So we have the longest running, biggest Civil War reenactments in the country in Fresno for some reason.
And we had nothing to do with
it. We had nothing to do with it. And I guess there's one thing in the valley that had some sort of. Mm-hmm. Something mm-hmm. related. Mm-hmm. Not that anyone
knows
battled or anything, but so is this good for Fresno to have a Civil War reenactment?
Is it good?
Like, is this a positive thing? Like something we can brag about, or is this just like what? Oh yeah, like if I'm from LA, I'm thinking like, of course Fresno has a Civil War reenactment.
And I bet they're all on the Confederate side.
Yeah, right. So, like, is this good or bad? I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Well, you know, I think it's good just in terms of, like, it means we enjoy history. And I think this year they actually are having a Agricultural Heritage Day or something. Sort of tying in more of the Fresno, the Valley history. I don't know. I mean,
We don't know.
It's not bad. It is what it is, I guess. You know, I mean, it's cool to have.
It's got to generate income.
Sure. And I mean, I think it's the type of thing, anything to do with history and preserving sort of the past, I think is better than having it is better than not having it. Right. So. And having any kind of event that people can get behind and really enjoy.
I mean, it is good to have something unique in the West Coast.
Yeah.
Like if I'm a Civil War buff on the West Coast, I would think I would come to Fresno.
Well, and I think they get people all over the nation coming in to do it. So I say positive.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna go positive. There are some people who are like, this is just weird. Like, why would you even want to reenact the war, you know. It's just, but I'm going with positive.
All right.
Also, I've never been. So
you know what? We went out there last year, and we went way. It's at Kearney Park.
And you got lost.
We didn't get lost. Wow. I know where we're going. But like went out there and realized neither one of us had cash, producer Becky and I. And like, so we're like, oh, maybe they've got the square.
Or something. No.
And they had nothing. They had had to have cash. And we're like, all right, now we have to drive back into town. And we just said, by the time we drove back into town, we're like, screw it. I don't want to go back out there.
The point of this, the moral of this
bring
story
cash.
Is bring cash. Or Civil War reenactment, get a square card. It's not that hard. Yeah. I kind of get weirded out by people where I go places now and it's just cash.
Mm-hmm.
The fair.
Everyone is just
The fair.
You can get. They have a card at the ticket window.
At the ticket window, but once you're inside.
It's all cash.
I believe so.
Pretty much, yeah. All the like food.
And they got those crazy ATMs everywhere.
Oh yeah, they got all the makeshift ATMs all over the place.
Or maybe I'm wrong, and maybe actually they do.
I'll bet you there's some.
And I'm just giving people cash when I don't have to.
Now, cash is best though. It's best to
have
cash.
It's best at the fair.
It's best anywhere.
Well, that's probably true.
Because you're not getting charged. Like you don't know how much you're getting. Because I used to be like adamant about always having cash. Uh-huh. Like I'm not, you know. And then, you know, I've fallen into that thing of just always have my card.
Right.
And
it's easy.
I have paid for a soda with a fucking card. And it felt like an idiot, but I've done it time and time again.
$1.35. Ah, shit.
Yeah, here's my card. I don't have any cash. And I feel like an idiot, but it's always best to have cash on you.
True.
And then you don't, because.
And also never let your gas tank fall below half.
No, don't do that. I didn't do that either. Did you run out of gas recently, Josh?
No, but I have in the past, and I'm doing my best to always keep it at least.
I almost did it. I am like that's another thing I'm like OCD about is like not running low on gas. And the other day I had my fuel light was on for a while after the Fuse Fest meeting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My fuel light was on driving there, and I was like already late. I'm like I can't get gas now, and. I made it.
But you're okay now.
I made it.
So let's talk about
that. A great story, guys.
Yeah, I know. Suddenly, everyone just hit no. Pause, whatever. No.
Thumbs down on Flowing with Famous. Yeah. Jara somewhere is rolling over
in her
non-grave.
No. Let's talk a little bit about the fair, because it happened. Right. The big
it happened.
Fresno fair.
As always.
It's an annual event.
This year it had no weather issues. It had perfect weather. Because some years it rains.
Right.
Other years it's too hot.
Nope. This year
it had zero weather issues.
The best attendance in years, apparently.
That's it. It's all about the weather.
It's all about the weather, apparently.
But, yeah, go ahead.
So, did you go?
I didn't. Didn't get a chance to.
I went for work. Yeah. That's even worse.
I like going. Yeah. It wasn't because I don't want to go. Yeah. I just didn't get a chance to go.
Well, let me tell you about my experience this year. And what I realized is the fair happens every year. And I think everyone just kind of, like, everyone likes the fair. Like, no one's going, the fair is sucky.
It's a fair.
Maybe some people complain about crowds or whatever, but everyone sort of likes the fair.
Or where it's at in Fresno.
Yeah. But everyone sort of likes the fair, and they'll go, and they enjoy themselves. But I never realized how cool it really is. Like, what they do is actually really cool, and it's really a benefit to the city that they do every year, and I have to say good.
Yeah.
I give them this. And I'm a little
glad claps. I'm glad they haven't moved it. Because I remember a few years ago, there was like a push to move the fairgrounds somewhere north.
No way.
I don't remember
that
exactly what year.
Stupid. It's the 130th year.
Yeah, thankfully
done it. Yeah.
That was a squash. But I would. I mean, I haven't been to a crap ton of fairs, but. Right. I've been to Cal Expo Fair in Sacramento. That's pretty huge. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it as being any better than Fresno Fair.
I went to the Mid-State Fair. Yeah. Didn't enjoy it as much.
Mid-State Fair usually gets bigger acts. But
usually. But I think this year, I have to say, the Fresno Fair did really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think... So they had 4 sellout shows. Raymond Ayala. The comedian guy, Julio Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
Korn. And Darius Rucker. They had 4 sellout shows. They usually do about 1 or 2, apparently. But I think overall they did a really good job of bringing in the musical acts. I mean, I just think I was really impressed anyway by the fair this year. I went out twice. I went out on a Thursday and then on Monday for the Darius Rucker show. So
I enjoyed it. I miss it. Now I'm going to be amped up for next year.
For next year.
I missed it this year.
You know,
I do that. I do the fried. I'll do anything.
Oh, yeah.
People are like freak out. Like, how could you fry, you know, whatever marshmallows and it's insane
butter.
But you'll die. And like, no, you won't die.
You will enjoy
it's just
yourself
fried like anything else. Yeah. And so whatever new fried thing there is, I'm all about that.
I don't think they had anything new this year.
I didn't hear anything like crazy.
I don't think they had anything. It's because Chicken Man Charlie or whatever his name is, the guy, he's no longer there.
Oh, he didn't come this year.
Yeah. He didn't come last year either.
Or he's just like not doing it now.
Yeah, I don't know if he's like off the fair circuit off altogether or what. But
Well, I think also too, the racing.
Oh yeah,
that is becoming fewer and further between in general in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So the fact that the Fresno Fair still has a horse racing
is pretty
big. Yeah. There's not. I mean, I think you can count on one hand. I think the tracks places, in California.
Yeah. Well, they also had a tractor pull this year.
Oh,
If they have Demolition Derby, that would be the ultimate. I think one of
they've
the other
fairs.
They've
done that before. Maybe Carruthers, not during the fair, but they've done it.
One of the other fairs.
The only free fair on the West Coast.
Is it?
Well, I know they're free, and they boast about it. I think it might be in California, maybe.
Anyway, one of those fairs, Tulare County, I don't know. One of them has Demolition Derby.
Might be.
That's what I'm all
Merced
about.
County, like the Chowchilla.
Maybe.
Chowchilla.
Yeah.
That sounds, I think that's
I'd like to go do that.
You would like to drive in that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Hey, Fresno B, get
I like
Josh
to
in that
break
a story.
Hey, that's a good
That'd
idea.
That'd be funny. That'd be fun.
And also awesome for me to be able to just ram into stuff.
Yeah.
That's how I drive anyway, so.
Yeah, I know. Trust
Poorly.
Me.
Really, yeah.
No.
So,
the
fair.
The one thing, yeah, fair, good.
Yeah.
The one thing, like, I guess kind of good, if you're if you have money to go out during the fair, for 2-3 weeks, in retail, nobody's there.
Well, that's a good point.
Everyone knows if you work in retail, the 2 weeks during the fair, it is the least busiest time of the year.
So just go to all the stores.
Yeah, you just go shopping during those times because nobody's out and everybody saves. I know I used to work for Vons for a long time, and when the fair is happening. No, nothing. There's
really,
nobody
people would
the
just
store.
They would like. Oh, I don't need groceries this week.
Yeah, well, people are just fair. Like I'm spending money at the fair.
Crazy.
And nobody spends any kind of disposable income anywhere
other
but the
than
fair.
The fair. That's what they say. And I always was like, but I guess
I guess
you're right.
It's hella true.
Huh. Let's talk about Korn.
Korn,
because they were at the fair and they sold out.
Valley Boys, Korn.
I get they're from Bakersfield. Can you give us a little bit of Korn? Can you do the one where they're like, "Are you ready?" I hate Korn. I feel bad. I guess that show sold out before. I think it sold out they were playing on Friday. Thursday morning maybe they were sold out. They did.
Wow.
And so I wonder if here's. There could be that Korn is just that popular. And truthfully, for the Fresno Fair, it was a good get for them because they played Friday. Well, that Tuesday, they had just released their new album, Paradigm Shift, I think it's called. And on Monday, they were on Jimmy Kimmel Live. So they had a little bit of, like, whatever going into mm-hmm. the show. But I wonder, is it that there are a crap ton of Korn fans? Or is it just that there's a crap ton of metal fans, and we don't get shows like this very often? So if there is a show that's a metal show that is of any, like, yeah, whatever, yeah, that people are going to support it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's more about the latter. I mean, also, for a band like Korn, Paul shouldn't be a problem to sell, especially mm-hmm. in the Valley. Mm-hmm. You're having a Bakersfield band
right.
playing in Fresno, huge metal band at one time. You got to sell that out. And, yeah, you're right. There isn't, I mean, to your point, there isn't many shows that
What
go
was
to
the
anymore.
Last big metal show that came through?
Even rock show. Just right. rock metal. I mean, anything.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah. It was the Bon Jovi.
Jean Bon Jovi.
I forgot.
Jean Bon Jovi.
Jean Bon Jovi. Hey. I went to see the Bon Jovi.
I put it, he's so good.
He's bon so good. He's so pretty. I like his hair.
Is it the better name after the man of Jean Bon Jovi?
he lives on the prayer, that Bon Jovi.
I don't know. Did
you go to the Bon Jovi show?
No. Did that show sell out, do you know?
I think it did sell out.
People loved it.
I think it did.
People loved it.
Yeah, I saw some buzz.
They didn't even realize that Bon Jovi song. Richie Sambora wasn't there.
I know.
They just had some random...
How long is Bon Jovi's there?
All right, so it's not like Kiss. You know, Kiss... they all wear makeup. So if Ace Frehley isn't there, you put some other fool in his makeup, no one knows.
I don't know.
But this is Richie Sambora. If he's not there, you can't pretend
it's
that...
It's pretty big.
...that random dude...
It is similar to Van Halen playing without Eddie Van Halen. Similar. Not quite.
Right.
I mean, Richie Sambora's no right. Eddie Van Halen.
It would be like the switch of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of... It is kind of... If I was a big Bon Jovi fan, I'd be like, Richie's not playing? Fuck that.
I'm not going.
I'm not going with that.
I'm not going. Bon Jovi.
But, you know, most people are just like, "That's John's there. Oh, is John there? Okay, I'll go."
Apparently, my boss went, and she said that she heard a lot of people who just, they didn't even really know who... anything about the band, like
the guitar guy. You mean the not Bon Jovi, not Richie Sambora guy?
But they didn't even know
who is the guy playing guitar for them.
Some random dude. Who knows?
Just dude.
But they didn't even know about Bon Jovi. They're like, oh, the band's named for the guy who's in for John Bon.
They're just like coming to that realization. Wait a second, John Bon Jovi. Holy crap!
Is this the same guy that was married to Valerie Bertinelli in the? Anyway, so Bon Jovi also did well.
Korn, Bon Jovi.
Korn, well. We've had a lot of good shows lately.
See, rock metal, we need more shows here. We'll sell it out. Come to Fresno.
Who would you like to see? Metal band.
Metal.
Big time.
Ooh, metal band.
Big time. Let's think.
Jeez.
Not like, you know, because there's a lot of like.
Well, I don't consider them metal, but. They're not big, but they're known in their field.
they're not a metal band.
I'm basically deflecting off your question. Red Fang.
Oh, huh.
Red Fang, who is like in the Queens of the Stone Age kind of genre, only harder. They played Audies years ago.
Right, and they're not coming through.
And they just released an album. They're on a huge tour going to, you know, through the country in Europe, and they're not coming to Fresno.
Well, F them.
I'm disappointed.
We don't need them.
Yeah. At least I got to see them in Audie's.
No, we do.
Small Audie's club.
We do need them. Let's,
But speaking of music.
Yeah.
What's the Flowing with Famous band
of the episode? Do we know?
Yeah, I think you know.
I do know. Band of the episode is, it's not really a band.
It's very Fresno-y.
It's more of a man.
An individual.
A thing.
Yes.
Known as Beast. Brian Kenny Fresno.
Was we recently floated as the new city motto, but it shows the agents of reality had been incommunicado. Though never ever meant to be made public, no, it was only to encourage positive thinking. But I've lived in this town for 42 years and I can't imagine what they were smoking. Land of the Chupacabra, home of the Bobby Salazar, birthplace of Alvin and the Chipmunks. But a crank kept stealing cars. Now, sometimes it just doesn't get any better, folks. Other times it couldn't get any worse. Living your life in Fresno can be both a blessing and a terrible thing. So come to Fresno. Go to Fresno. A culture of excellence where everyone gets the best every day. Come to Fresno. Go to Fresno. Apart from truth and perception, perfection in every way. Stomping grounds of William Saroyan, who wouldn't pick up his Pulitzer Prize. He said, writing's for me too. Ongoing home of Brian Kenny Fresno. Underrated genius.
Brian is... So Brian Kenny Fresno, he has a... So
Fresno's most dominant hippie.
I guess he's a hippie, yeah.
Oh, come on, I guess.
Come on, look at him, look at him.
Look at that guy, he's a hippie.
He's on Bong Hit Records.
He's one of dirty hippies.
Every album that he has ever released comes with a bong tool, which is just a paperclip, right?
Bong tool.
Which I don't understand.
Pot guys don't get this.
Right, so here's the thing about it. I don't understand it.
Like, I don't know what I'd do with
did
this.
Did you clean it? I don't know.
Brian, what do I do with this?
Maybe we need to have him on to show us. This is, here's the bong tool. Show me. Anyway, he has a new album out called We Will Always Have Fresno.
Oh.
Bunch of Fresno-esque songs, Fresno-related songs, songs about Fresno. Brian Kenny Fresno is to music what we are to podcasts.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice saying. Yeah, he has a song about Bobby Salazar.
Oh, he has a song about Bobby Salazar.
I mean, how meta Fresno can you get?
He has many of his songs, in fact. He has this great song about, one of his songs, I think it's, I can't remember, Slurpees in Porn or something like that. it's all about, he got this grant from some arts organization in town to do music and ended up not doing music that they were happy with, I suppose. And I think they just assumed that he was buying porn and Slurpees or whatever. So I think that's where the song comes from. And he was banned, you know. Well, he says he was banned from Fresno for a long while. Just banned
sounds cooler
as in,
if you're banned from Fresno.
As in, like, no one... He couldn't get shows here because no one would play... Because he was just such
just
a weird...
Like too goofy.
Weird out there guy. So he just went everywhere else and he was like, I'm Brian Kenny Fresno. And he would play his war guitar and stuff. So anyway, he has a new album out and he's going to have a release show. I think it's Sunday the 22nd at Audie's with a bunch of different bands. So there it is. Let's give a little clip.
Another one.
Well, yeah. Because listen here.
Crap, dude.
His songs are all like 12 minutes long. I mean, it's like this guy writes.
Good luck.
So let's
good
go.
Good luck. Good luck, Reed.
Free Bitty Bitty Beachy in the Tower District in Fresno. It's the upscale restaurant with the hip hop shows. Beautiful waitresses, so everybody goes. We're at such a scene when they pack them in at night. And the food's so delightful. They worship every bite when the young sharks go. When they want to flex the door, so where the actresses go. When they finish their rehearsal. 19 years, the same as been around. The alcoholic formula. When his bet was big and his debt was deep, I hear Cynthia and Tony bought a pretty effing cheap. Now they pack them in from near and far. Killer appetizers, dinners in a full service bar. And the DJ stumping, get the whole place bumping on the band. On Sundays, get the dancers humping.
And there it
see?
Is.
See? It's still good. Damn it. So Brian Kenny.
Brian Kenny.
Look for him. Yeah. Is it on Bandcamp?
No, he's not on Bandcamp. Bong Hit Records.
Bong Hit Records.
Bong Hit Records.
Okay. I know you're not a fan. You haven't watched Breaking Bad.
Nope.
TV series,
well,
Breaking Bad.
Let me tell. So I probably through season. How many seasons were there? Five.
Five. Yeah.
Maybe season 3.5. I don't know.
So you've seen some episodes.
I mean,
at least.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was for a while. I was doing one of the marathon. Watching.
Yeah, marathoning.
I did that for a while, and then I don't know. I enjoy, at a certain point, I'm just like, this guy is obviously, like, way into this. Like, he enjoys messing with people. And I just, anyway, I couldn't watch it. I was just like, yeah, okay, I get it. You're an asshole. Like, you know, you like to kill people. Like, you know, you're trying to play it off or whatever.
That's the most fucked up Breaking Bad review I've ever heard.
But I get it.
I get it. Like, you're an asshole. You're trying to play with people. I'm not watching anymore. Right?
I mean, that's really what it came down to. Like, in the beginning, I really, like, I enjoyed the premise of the show. Like, all right, here's this guy.
There's a teacher who, right. who a schlub teacher right. who's just kind of bored with his life. And then he gets told he has cancer right. and he's dying. He decides, fuck it, I'm going to make some money right. for my family and start making meth.
Right. Realizes he's good at it.
Yeah.
And then somehow becomes like...
The biggest yeah. drug, biggest
and
meth.
And then a raging asshole.
Yeah.
Actually, no, yeah, he was always an asshole. Except yeah. for in the beginning of the show, he was an asshole who didn't, no, like...
You sympathize with him.
Yeah, he was like a guy who had been beaten down his
right,
whole life.
Right.
So when he realized, like, oh, yeah, if I just be a real asshole, no one will tell me not to do that, you yeah. know? And so he was just, you know? And so I
something like that.
No, it really, that's how I felt. I felt like the character of Walter White
yeah.
was like, yeah, I can just be outrageous because no one will stop me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, and that's true to life, right? Like,
right.
if you have it in yourself to just be like, I'm just going to go fuck with people, you could do it because no one will stop you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's going to be like, hey, dude, that's not cool. You know, because they're too afraid of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you really portray yourself as like, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to beat you up right now. You could beat someone up.
All right.
And they would be happy about it.
Because thank you.
They don't know anything else. Anyway, so yes, long story short.
Okay.
I have seen some Breaking Bad.
All right, good.
I'm familiar with the show.
Good.
Jesse that says makes bitch feel all the Jesse. Time or whatever.
Bitch.
That's
my Jesse.
All right.
So the point is, it's a meth, you know, he cooks meth.
He makes meth.
And it is set in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And is one of the cool things about the show, it is shot in Albuquerque.
Okay.
And, you know, basically anything exterior mm-hmm. is generally shot in Albuquerque. You know how Hollywood usually uses some location right. around LA.
Right.
Or
they go to Canada.
Yeah, or whatever.
They love Canada.
Yeah. And say it's this city or whatever right. it is. This was shot, you know, it is, you know, you see that right. it is Albuquerque. Albuquerque actually has tours of the Breaking Bad yeah. set all pieces, right. all this stuff. So, but, I mean, it's essentially, there's a negative light to it about Albuquerque is like this big meth place.
Right.
And
similar to Sopranos in New Jersey.
Right.
They out Sopranos. Yeah, New Jersey always complains.
New Jersey's been dealing with that shit for a long time.
They always complain.
About
they're
the
like
gangster life.
Come on,
we're not all Italian gangsters right. here. So, but anyway. Fresno has a reputation. Fresno Chowchilla has a reputation of
why'd you go being to Chowchilla?
Hey, everybody beats on Chowchilla.
Oh man, okay.
As being, you know, uh-huh. there's a lot of meth happening right. around the area. Madera, Chowchilla, yeah, yeah. Fresno, and. So what I'm asking is, what if they would have just said it in Fresno?
Right.
Could we have handled that? Because we have not taken criticism well.
Would we have been
criticize right. ourselves?
Right.
But when somebody on the outside right. criticizes us, we're like, "You're assholes," and I'm usually one of those people. Right.
So you think we would be mad and be like, "Why are you?"
If they would have set Breaking Bad right. in Fresno, would we be raising a huge stink about it?
Right.
And like, no, you can't do that in Fresno.
We wouldn't, or would we?
Which they could have right, easily done, just as easily as said it right. in Albuquerque, they could have said it in Fresno.
Man.
Could we have handled that?
That's a good question. You think we would have been like, no, Breaking Bad.
No, man, we're tired of this.
Don't treat us like this. We're not a meth capital. Yeah. Huh. That's a good question.
I don't know that we could have handled it.
Yeah, I think maybe we probably would have got all pissy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Been like, get out of here, Breaking Bad.
would have been cool having a TV series yeah. filmed here and stuff.
I don't know. I would have been good with it, but I can. I could have seen like a pretty big uproar.
Yeah, people saying that like, and I don't think, this portrays, I don't think our city.
Mayor Swear would have gotten behind that.
No, you don't think so?
Mm. Yeah. I wonder if Bubba would have been okay.
Bubba would have been.
Mr. Hollywood would have been like, I get what they're doing. It's all right. Or would he have been, nope, Jesus would not like meth. Jesus is not like meth. Get
Jesus does not smoke meth. Do you smoke meth? I don't know what you do.
I think you can do anything you want. You can do
anything. Meth is like...
Yeah, you put it in your beer.
You can just rub it on your face.
Yeah, rub it on your face.
Woo! I really don't know. I can't say one way or another. And that's a good question. Does that, you know... Does Albuquerque, does that paint them in a good light? No.
No.
Does it increase their, you know, like whatever...
I still see it as a show, and I don't like, I'm not going to move to Albuquerque. It's a meth capital because I watched Breaking Bad, but I don't know.
Hmm.
I've been to Albuquerque. It's, you know, it's southwest town. It's,
I don't know if I've been to Albuquerque
or
not.
It's pretty, you know, fairly standard and boring.
Right. It's pretty much what you see on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, no. No.
It's like a bunch of dudes and meth and like
it's just meth everywhere.
It's just like meth and then like this dude blowing people
up. There's
a
car wash and there's meth. That's all there is.
All right. That was a good good little feature there.
I like to like keep go. I think we've kind of touched on it before, but just like keep all going like since the last episode, what kind of Fresno stuff have you been doing? Oh. Like Fresno exclusive stuff, like as a only a Fresnan could do
only...
kind of things. Even if it's just eating at a Fresno only restaurant, a Fresno only business, a Fresno-y thing to do. What kind of thing have you been doing?
Man, since the last episode, you know, truthfully, since the last episode, I have done more out of. I've been out of town.
Where you been going?
More than more
Where
than
the hell
that.
Are you going?
So you know, I went down to Arosi for the Carruthers Arosi. For
yeah,
the,
we talked about the
Spanspec.
Spanspec last episode,
and was really impressed by what they have going on down mm-hmm. there. Really cool, cool show. Had some great tacos from a taco truck.
Oh, yeah. You got that taco truck advice. Was it the one on 99 and somewhere?
No, it was the Saldana, whatever, some
where
little
they,
town.
Where were they at?
It's some little town between...
Oh, Saldana is a town.
Yeah, it's like a
I
little...
I haven't even heard of Saldana.
Yeah, Saldana, Saldana, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, but as you come in, there's like four taco trucks in a row.
Wow.
So we stopped at one. Really good. We actually stopped at the one... across the street was the one with the big crowd, which we probably should have went.
You're like, oh, they got a crowd. They must.
But it was great. It was really good. So then, so I did that. Last week I was in Bakersfield, Visalia. I went down to the cellar door to see Brother Luke and the Comrades play with this band, Pure Bathing Culture. Really cool. Both the show and then just, you know, Visalia in general. I think, you know, I like Visalia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little drive to get down there. But.
Yeah.
And then last weekend, also Friday, up to Modesto, it'll go back, play the show at Heroes Sports Club, whatever.
Yeah.
And really cool place as well. So I've been doing a
enjoying
lot of,
the valley.
I've been enjoying the entire valley.
Yeah.
I don't need to just be in Fresno. but what about you?
Well, I've been doing a lot of beering.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Along with Spokeasy.
Okay.
The Tower District and Das Bierhaus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Went there and met up with some other nerdy podcasters from Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Gamers and
oh yeah, yeah.
Husbands with Wives Games Wives. There's right. There was more podcasters than I realized in
really?
Fresno.
Really? Now was this for the Oktoberfest?
No, well the podcasting meetup was just like a random just like, hey, let's meet somewhere and talk about podcasting. But that I did also go to Oktoberfest in the Tower District.
Mm-hmm.
October has several beer events in Fresno, one being Oktoberfest in the Tower District, one being Suds in the City on the Fulton Mall. And also the Warthogs, the Fresno's Homebrewer Association, their Hogfest, Warthog Fest, Hogfest, I think.
When is that happening?
It's already happened, but wow. It's already happened.
And sorry. Did you go?
I didn't get to go to that. Okay. But it's always awesome because it's right on the river.
Oh, okay.
Right at the end of Venice, if you go to the right, uh-huh. Venice Extension.
Yeah.
There's a doctor's house. He has a house right on the river.
And also beer.
And he
beer.
Has a little duck. The duck. Duck. He has a duck. There's probably a duck there. But he has a little dock and he has like a canoe. Oh, a duck. And it's just like his grass goes literally up to the water. Uh-huh, uh-huh. It's just this awesome little house on the river and you're like still in the Fresno city limits. And mm-hmm. I saw a deer walking through there and what? It's just, I don't know. It's cool.
And then you drink.
Cool place. Yeah, and you drink all the homebrewers' beer.
Okay.
But I didn't get to go. But that happens.
But you did go to Oktoberfest.
I did go to Oktoberfest. Great event. Mm-hmm. Lots of good beer. I was more impressed by the locals than the out-of-town
get
ones.
Get out of here. Okay.
So especially House of Pendragon.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. I had a lot of his beer.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to still... It's probably going to open at the beginning of 2014.
And it's going to blow people
during
away.
During the Fresno's taint. Fresno Cola's taint. Or Flovis, as it's also called. Bells calls it the taint.
I understand. It took me a second to figure out what you were talking about.
On Perfect
but
Pour,
yes.
It's called Flovis.
Yes.
Where it's we're talking about
Clovis
Nice and...
wherever, Chestnut?
No.
What's the...
Nice and the Willow?
Willow, yeah.
Willow and Nice is the border of
it's
Fresno.
It's the border of Fresno Clovis. It's the taint of...
Yeah.
Is it the taint of Clovis or the taint of Fresno?
It's both, I guess.
Because Fresno's...
Like, it's where the body matches up.
Well, I think Fresno's taint would be much to the south.
Well, Fresno's taint. If you're talking about Fresno Clovis's taint, then that's where it's at.
Man, I'm
but
so
if you're talking
confused.
About Fresno's taint, right. Then it's probably like... I don't know, marks.
And for anyone who doesn't know what taint means, they should just look it up. I can't believe we just said taint eight times.
Jara again, rolling over in her non-grave.
So House of Pendragon, I'm really excited about them.
Tioga had some new stuff they threw out there, the Batch 250, which we're having, maybe I'm having right now.
I'm sipping.
And it's a strong, strong
doesn't
imperial
taste that way.
IPA, but it doesn't taste as strong.
There's
as,
some sort of grassy element that I'm not really understanding.
A wet grass element. But
okay,
Tug
but it was a
good stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, great event, great beer event.
Do you think it's going to be better or different or than? The Suds in the City event that is happening on Friday.
I think it's
on
pretty similar. Pretty similar, just that it's happening on the Fulton Mall instead of behind the Tower Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But because they've changed, because last year they did a severe change where, because Suds in the City, well, when Suds in the City started at the Eaton Plaza, you know, by the water tower, it was pretty like, you know, small, like, you know, brewers and that kind of thing. Then when it moved over to
small brewers
like you know craft brewers microbrewers it was called them and now you call it craft brewers but then when it moved to Chukchansey it kind of just became this beer event it wasn't craft beer but
it was just like
beer
Dos Equis
bro event let's go
we're gonna
have all kinds
banquet
of people
beer
everyone to just get drunk event.
That's fine.
And so the city or the downtown association was just like, all right, this is
downtown Fresno partnership.
Downtown Fresno partnership. It's kind of like, all right, this is kind of getting out of control. We need to change this. And so they last year they moved it to the Fulton Mall, made it a little bit more craft, and it calmed things down.
Yeah,
I mean a lot less people came.
Right,
but it was a calmer, more actual craft beer event. Right. And this year they're doing the same kind of vibe.
I think that's what we need. If you want to have a event where you just get drunk, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You can just do that wherever.
And I mean, I guess you can call it Suds in the City. That sounds fine. But I think this is a really cool event. I was looking at the list of breweries that were going to be there. Mm-hmm. Seems like they got a lot of good breweries coming, you know. Some of my favorite, Lagunitas, will be there.
Lagunitas.
Green Flash will not be there.
Oh.
And if they were...
They were at Oktoberfest.
Were they?
There wasn't anything I hadn't had before, so I didn't even try it, but...
If they had... Anyway.
As long as they have all the locals, Dust Bowl,
right.
Tioga, Pendragon.
Dust Bowl is from there. Where?
Turlock.
Okay. So the locals are, go ahead. Do you know?
Dust Bowl, I consider local. Yeah. Turlock's close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
You know, Tioga Sequoia, House of Pendragon. Riley's is Madera.
Yeah.
A W, which is in Clovis. They don't have any place you can go. They just bottle and sell in various places. Right. They just kind of have a couple like German style stuff. And then Visalia has Brew Bakers.
Right. Brew Bakers will be there. Yeah.
Look
at us being all.
Yeah. And then Oakhurst has Southgate.
Oh, okay.
Three Monkeys is Madera, but they stopped. They ran into some issues, and they are no longer brewing. They ran into some legal issues and some money issues. So they had a tasting room in Madera, and it's not there anymore.
Womp, womp,
so
womp.
Three Monkeys had some issues, but we've got some people around.
Yeah, and I mean, I really feel like, you know, there was a story in the Bee it was probably this week or last week, about craft brew, and they didn't talk to you. I don't know what
they don't need to talk to you.
But they did talk to the House of Pendragon, and, you know, you know, I think it was a well-done story. And I think that, yeah, you know, we're right there with some of the... I would like to see Fresno become a
mecca. We're catching up. We still have not caught up. Like, we're underserved still in the craft beer community. We're not educated enough, too.
Yeah.
We got to get more educated.
Those stupid assholes.
But I think once House of Pendragon rolls up, and then once Tioga Sequoia gets their tap room going, which is an issue downtown, like... They're having, you know, it's not easy, man.
Yeah.
They desperately want to open up a tap room downtown. The building, if you know where Tioga Sequoia is, next to Pep Boys, by the stadium downtown. But there's also I don't know if it's Amvets or something like that building that's in their complex.
Right.
And they want to put a tap room in there. Those people there are from the owners of that building are from out of town. They know that Tioga Sequoia wants to open. They're asking for a crazy price to do it. And Tioga Sequoia's we're not that freaking crazy about opening up tap room, guys. Settle down. And then the city is giving them all kinds of, like, the buildings that they do own, the city is throwing up a lot of red tape about it. So it's just like, man, just
get out of the way.
Just get out of the way and let them do what they want to do.
Yeah.
City of Fresno.
Mayor Swearingen.
Well,
that's too bad.
So I don't know. But Tioga Sequoia will have their own tap room.
Eventually.
And then, of course, we have the original Sequoia has their two.
Yeah.
Brew houses and Full Circle is there.
Full Circle.
I forgot to mention Full Circle. Yeah. Full Circle was there at the Oktoberfest as well.
You know, and I think we have more places that are starting to serve that need. You know, I know that BC's in Clovis.
Yeah,
obviously.
BC's, like, I really can go out. I'm just like, Clovis. But I go to Eureka Burger a lot.
Right, Eureka is big.
And,
you know, Peeves Public House.
Peeves is still.
I mean,
they're not as much as when Ephraim was there, but they're still holding it down.
You know,
they're still holding
it
down.
So they, you know, they're really
Spokeasy, like I said. Yard House. I went there the other night.
Right. So you can still find it.
I support craft beer places. Man.
All right.
If I can get to go there.
Apparently so.
It's a drunk.
Probably.
Nah.
All right.
All right, I think it's time to plug it up.
Oh, that's it. We're done. Man, I'm sad.
We've been podcasting a while, bro.
Let me look at my watch. Hold on. You're right. We've been at this for a while. So, yeah, let's plug it up. What do you got?
Go to dorktownpodcast.com.
Yeah.
And you can see doing a little bit of podcast blogging. I'm keeping the
friend. Oh, you're back. You're back.
I don't want to say that. But you're back. Still,
the president is back.
When I have time, I do a little podcast blogging. Okay. But the president just got 3,000 follows on Twitter.
What?
All right. Flowing with famous exclusive.
Okay.
Like that. Not here that anyone cares.
Not that anyone's going to listen.
But yeah.
But go ahead.
Like, I really would like to get back into the restart the Fresnan a little bit. Just like a post a week.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Just one.
And that might happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have the bug again to be blogging.
Yeah.
I'm like not burned out anymore, but it's just like, do I have the time to do it? So I'm like contemplating, do I want to like step into it again even though I don't have the time, or do I want to just stay away? I don't know.
There you go,
people. I'm contemplating restarting the Fresnan
at the Fresnan.
I will never do Band Geek again.
No,
like you're doing Band
Geek. I love it.
It's
there you go.
It's a huge undertaking. Watch for Bang if you ever want to find out what's happening in the music from Thursday through Sunday. Josh's post on
Thursday
the Fresnan Beehive.
Thursday. I go Thursday to Wednesday now.
Okay. FresnanBeehive.com. Look at Josh's Band Geek post on Thursdays. And you can see what's happening musically in Fresnan.
I try to get everything that happens.
Yeah. Major.
Some weeks, I feel like some weeks I get pretty
and if everything. And if it's not on there and you know something, just comment.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, this is happening too.
Anything else?
But the Merry Gamers, another local podcasters gamer podcast, the MerryGamers.net.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a charity. There's a nationwide charity thing going on where it's Extra Life. I don't know if it's ExtraLife.com, but you could probably find it through the MerryGamers.net, where it's, you know how you have a fun run or walkathon or something, you give somebody like, oh, it's about you $1 a mile wherever you walk, and that goes to that charity. Well, this charity is similar to that, but it's going to children's hospitals throughout the country. Uh-huh. So Merry Gamers have Valley Children's Hospital as their thing, where it's a 24 hours of gaming. You basically are giving them money, like, $1 an hour. And they just game. You have 24 hours. You could game for that full 24 hours and get the money.
Right.
Like, it's a whole gaming thing set up. Instead of a fun walk, it's a gaming thing. So, if you can game for 24 hours and get sponsors.
Well, I can game.
Oh, I could do it too.
I cannot. I have no idea. I don't even know what that means.
You don't even have a console.
You're talking about games, and I'm like,
Video games.
I'm still confused. Is that like San Andreas?
Yes. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. That's the
you
last
can play Grand Theft Auto for 24
that's
hours.
That's the
you
last
can get
one I played.
A bunch of people donate money
that's
to
the last
Children's
one I
Hospital.
Played with San Andreas.
So yeah, go check that out.
All right.
Let's see whatever. Yeah, just go check out DorktownPodcast.com.
All right.
The Perfect Pour,
all of
Dorktown Podcast, and Flowing with Famous, man.
There you
that's
go.
All I care about there right now.
I will plug myself at the FresnoBeehive.com. And FresnoBee.com. So you can go check me out there. Look at
read the 7 and the B on Fridays.
Read my name. This week I'm talking about Banksy.
Oh, Banksy's been doing all kinds of
He's killing it in New York.
Is he just like a big dork?
I have no idea.
Is he a big dork?
Yeah, I sort of think like, I think he's great. Because here's what I like about Banksy. He's like, his art is awesome. But he's making the art, like, regardless. And then people buy it for, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you guys are stupid. Yeah. I'd give this to you for free. Mm-hmm. You know? And they're paying all this money for it. And he's like, you guys are idiots. Like, I don't know why you would want to buy this shit. But they pay him all sorts of money, and he takes it. And then he laughs at them. And then he goes and sets up a stall in Central Park and sells his stuff for $60.
Yeah.
And no one buys it because they don't know.
No one did it?
He made like $400 that day.
What? Okay, producer Becky told me about this. Like, hey, Banksy was selling his art for, you know, $60.
$60.
And I was like, that guy's an asshole. Because if somebody's going to come up there, some
guy that doesn't give a shit about Banksy is going to come and say, here's 60 bucks, Banksy. I love you. Oh, here's my art. Thanks. And I'm going to immediately go on eBay and sell this for $200,000.
Right.
And like, I'm going to like, up yours, Banksy. I just made $200,000 off your dumb shit. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, why would he do that?
But that's what, that's Banksy's genius. He's like, he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I think that he doesn't, like, he thinks, he puts out his work in, like, whatever. If some idiot wants to pay $125,000 for it, awesome. You know, like, he's like, that guy's an idiot for wanting to pay $125, you know. This guy will buy it for 60 bucks.
Right, right.
Apparently, somebody, like, sort of got a deal and, like, got 2-for-1 or something and ended up... Anyway, he made like $420 for the day. But he's doing a whole residency in New York the whole month. Mm-hmm. And people are actually like following him around trying to figure out where all of his various things are going to be.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so FresnoBeehive.com, FresnoBeehive.com if you want to see me. It'll go back. Also, the band if you want to check out whatever
we're
doing. You
guys got any big shows coming
up? We got nothing coming up.
Ooh.
We're taking a...
You guys need to get on
Dorktown. Not that we're taking a hiatus.
Right.
But we're... we don't have anything really coming up.
You need to rest.
Well,
rest.
We played a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you guys
probably from...
way too much, man.
You know, August through October was like crazy. I mean, if you look at all the stuff that we did a lot of really... July, I guess, starting with the Catacomb Party and following through. So, we probably won't do something much for a little bit, but we'll be back.
It'll grow back. Wow.
We put a show at the Frank's Place and really like that venue. I think that's a good venue to get to if you haven't been there.
I love Frank's Place.
Yeah. They have some good shows coming through, so.
They have good time with a score of beer.
There you go.
And, yeah.
All right. See, we made it all come.
Yay. All and Reed. Go check out Reed stuff. Reed, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Is he?
He has a podcast. Reed has a podcast.
Yeah, he does. What's it?
It's the double.
It's
the thing. Reed, what is it? The doubles.
It's like the evil twin. Evil twins.
Something.
It's Aerosmith.
I've listened to it. It's Aerosmith.
I know. It's like the, what is the Aerosmith, the twin, Toxic Twins.
Oh, yeah, yes. There you go.
There you go. See, I knew it.
Toxic Twins podcast.
So, and Reed, he's not a Fresno.
Not anymore.
Except for
not
in his heart. In his heart.
He's a native.
He's an expat.
Maybe.
So check him out. And anything else?
There you go. I think that's it, man.
All right,
And on Twitter,
Flowing with Pod. Flowing with Pod on Twitter.
On Twitter, and we'll get this up soon. You can email me, thefresnan@gmail.com.
There you go.
If you have something to say about the show.
Right.
And there you go.
Okay, so we will end now with the singing of the song. Where'd that song even come from?